We suffer from demographic changes. Populations erode in neighborhoods that were once there, where the school was vibrant before. And so we have to make some hard choices.
It's Cardinal Blaise Soup. It's Marianne Ahern reporting on this story with NBC5. Is she with us, or are we? Which line? Okay, thanks. Marianne Ahern. We love Marianne, first of all. I don't know anybody that works harder. And she's on this story as well. So let's start with the news first. Good morning to you, Marianne Ahern.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for being on.
Of course.
All right, so give me the news on this first. Later today, there's going to be an announcement of what?
The parishes in the Bridgeport, Canaryville, Chinatown neighborhood will find out whether they will merge, close altogether. There are 9 parishes, 6 schools. And reading the Tribune just moments ago, there originally had been some 13 parishes in that neighborhood. So they've already, over the years, seen a downsize. Now there'll be a second downsizing. This is going on all over the county, Cook County, Lake County, all over the Chicago Archdiocese right now. There just are not enough priests. There is a declining enrollment of those going to the schools and fewer parishioners attending Mass regularly.
So if you're going to close churches and schools, certainly some areas do better than others. But is there a reason for the people in the greater Bridgeport area to feel like they're being picked on here?
Well, they should not necessarily, because the sad part is it's going on, as I mentioned, all over. But when you see it happen in neighborhoods where perhaps the alternatives are not as many, in the suburbs, you might have a stronger public school system in right down the block that won't make you as nervous about, oh, darn, we're not going to our Catholic school anymore. I don't know what the choices are for sure in Bridgeport, but I did hear from several parents yesterday who said, oh, we like this school, our kids like this school, and they expressed concern for the teachers. Not only what will happen to their students, where will they go? Do they go to another Catholic school? But do the teachers find another job?
Right. Marianne, the community there has is a large, centered, the parishioners, of course, have many to choose from in Bridgeport. Are you hearing anything from the community that they may say, okay, it is okay to consolidate, that there are other options, other churches and other schools that are staying open?
Bit of that, maybe one or two, whoever it might be, perhaps more realistic. But we know Chicago folks like to be able to walk down the block to their parish, and it is such a part of their community. And some of them feel, oh no, the church or school closes, there goes my block. Where am I going to go? It is such a vital aspect of not just going to Mass there, but their friends meeting there and perhaps going to bingo or who knows what else there. But, yeah, that's a hard, and it's happened before in other neighborhoods. We've seen Chicago nearly have a church on every other block. That just will not be the case.
Well, it doesn't get more personal, right, than having your family history taken away, which you could certainly feel that way if your church, your parish, your school is going away. But if we recognize the fact that the church is a business and there's budgets that have to be met and there's a shortage of those who can teach or preach, what is the Vatican doing about any of this?
Well, they leave that. I'm not quite sure how much they're involved in this aspect. They're definitely involved in some other troubles the church, as we all know, has been facing this summer of the pre-sex abuse. But as far as the reorganization, other than perhaps saying to them, get your house in order, and some might say, in fact, the Cardinal yesterday said, Cardinal Mundlein was a cardinal who built many buildings. I will not be building many buildings, but I hope to keep what we have alive and active. I'm paraphrasing. However, and I thought that was a good point.
Right.
He's been dealt a difficult hand. What, you can't sit on it. You can't continue to have schools with less than 200 students. And that's usually when the watch list begins. When you have less than 200 and you're leaning on the archdiocese for more money and your particular parish can no longer sustain that alone, that's when the trouble begins of, do you stay open?
Okay, but if there's a problem in a business, you got to revisit the budget. You call the home office. So the home office is the Vatican. is this a reason for other areas in Chicago that maybe see themselves headed for the brink to go into full panic mode here because they are headed in the same direction?
I'm not quite sure, Steve. Do you mean, you know, as far as, I think Catholic Charities is quite vital. I mean, I wouldn't say, because what's going on with the schools and parishes, that the whole of the Chicago Archdiocese is in a deep trouble. No, no, not at all. I mean, the city of Chicago could not operate without Catholic Charities, right, yeah, because all that they do, social services. And we see Catholic hospitals. We see Catholic, assisted living centers. I mean, the Catholic community is alive and well. It's just, you know, as every industry, you're doing more than, you know, I'm doing once these days.
Yeah,
I used to just do one little story every day. Now I'm doing 10 of them. You know, and so are folks who work for the Archdiocese.
Marian, I'm interested because we knew this was going to happen when Blaise Cupich was put into this role. You knew that there was going to have to be some cost cutting, and as you paraphrased him talking, that's exactly what he was talking about. Is this the end of it? Do you feel like this could be the way that the Archdiocese gets their budgets in order with these closures that will be announced today?
Oh, today's announcement is not far from the end. I mean, this is going on in many other places around the city and in the suburbs. And folks are working hard in some communities to try to come up with an alternative plan, whether they can get a bigger endowment to be able to operate on their own. Can they merge with another parish? They want to play a role. And that's what the Archdiocese has done. It's hard to believe that any of this is a surprise. That means you're not you're not part of the community then on an everyday basis or every Sunday basis, because there have been meetings for probably more than a year, maybe 6 months. I mean, but this is not their first meeting on this. They've talked to the folks about this and said, here's the deal. This is what's going to happen. And again, when your enrollment gets below 200, you better come up with a plan on your own. You better start thinking about it. Don't let them tell you. You know, you got to think, okay, we've got to enlist some more kids. We got to recruit. We got to do something. So no, this is Bridgeport's announcement is one of them. There was another, even late last evening, an Archdiocese release came out of two other parishes far south, or South Shore, and another. They are, I believe, merging. So this was announced maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. Big priest meeting, got together, said to them, they laid out the numbers and basically said, when we look ahead to 2030, our number, we don't have enough, you know, not just priests, but we're losing people in the pews. We got to figure this out, and we got to come up with a strategic plan. It's called Renew My Church. And so there have been meetings. They've had groupings, you know, of where you live in the area. And folks have sat down, leaders of those parishes, to say, should we merge with you, or do you think it's better to go this way? And they've been involved. This has not been a top-down decision. It's very much the community's played a role.
You know, nobody works harder than you on this stuff, and I look forward to your coverage of this today. But if NBC5 asked you to start doing your own choreography and put together a musical, I think that's where you draw the line.
I know. I mean, it's been a wild time between the church and the politics. You know, the two topics that I can remember my mother saying, please don't talk to strangers about church and politics.
That's all you do. Your poor mother. Marian Ahern, thank you very much. We'll see you today on NBC5.
Thank you so much.
And go to NBC5.com as well.